for me.
Elizabeth Edwards came to symbolize strength and grace. Her funeral service at Edenton Street United Methodist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, will be open to the public. Edwards' oldest daughter, Kate, and two of her closest friends will offer eulogies. A private burial will be for family only. Lori London, Fox News Radio.
A new survey finds most Americans blame parents for the state of American education. The poll from Stanford University and the Associated Press found 68% of adults think it's the parents who deserve criticism for the problems in American education. 35% blame teachers. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. Today we got partly cloudy skies, high of 66, light winds. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, low of 48 with light winds. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 70, light winds. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet. West swell 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds with patchy fog. And tonight out there, west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast after midnight. Wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. And out there on Sunday, the north winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. For your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, I have a few things to report here. Looks like we've got a traffic collision on southbound 17 at La Madrona Road. And the vehicle is off the roadway, and CHP is on the scene there. There's also a traffic hazard. CHP is on the scene at the large oak tree, blocking lane number 1 at McDonald Road and Freedom Boulevard. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, let me know, and I'll report it. I've got some current temperatures here for you as well. We got Monterey at 54 degrees. It is 55 in Salinas, and in Watsonville, it is 56 degrees. We're also at 56 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. Official time is 10:06 and 58 seconds on this Saturday, December 11th. Up next, I've got Michael Zwirling in the station, and he'll be doing the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
When did they start calling me Michael Zwirling again?
Who's
I've been
they?
MZ for, well, you, for example.
I just used your full name just for some spice.
Oh. I'm so used to being MZ. It's amazing that I even answered to my name. Because it's been so long since it's been used.
Well,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to do some more karaoke this morning.
I bet you
morning.
Do. You're itching for it.
I want to do the Monster Mash.
Oh, the Monster Mash.
Yeah, from Bobby Boris Pickett.
All right,
who's
I'll get
dead.
That one.
He died 2 years ago, I think, something like that. But his song lives on. All right,
oh, yeah.
You know what? Would you call that phone number, get Pat on line 6, because we don't have a whole lot of time before she has to leave and go open the store. And this will all become... You know, you'll understand what I say after we do this, okay?
All right.
So while you're doing that, I will do this.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Michael Zwirling. Welcoming you to hour number 1 of the KSCO Saturday Special on your favorite radio station. And if it's not your favorite radio station, what the hell are you even tuned in for? Anyhow, we're going to do a... fun program for the next 2 hours right up until the noontime. So stay with us.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Holiday season is a really busy time of year around your favorite radio station, and this week certainly was no exception. On Thursday evening, we had the fourth, I thought it was the third, but someone told me it was the fourth annual Think Local First holiday eggnog social, and you were here, Nikki. Yeah, wasn't it wonderful?
I mean, yeah, it was super crowded.
Yeah,
it was
we had 250 business owners came.
Yeah.
We had an open house here that we do... We typically do this in the first week in December each year. And people who are members of this wonderful organization called Think Local First, which is dedicated to the notion of being aware and conscious of where you're shopping. And it's really a very, very smart, good idea to put your shopping dollars into your own community first. And if for some reason you can't get what you want or need through your local community first, then get it where you need to. But think local first. And KSCO is right at the helm of that. And I always enjoy these get-togethers that we have here at KSCO because, well... another thing that happened this week is that the first copies, the first proof copies of Kay's book for KSCO, I'm Kay's Whirling, arrived for us to approve. And there were three different kind of cover styles, and we're going to choose the best one and order a whole slew of them. And by the way, if you want to order an advanced copy, we're getting into the home stretch. I think we're going to put the order in on Monday or Tuesday, and then have a book signing here at the radio station with Kay, probably somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks from today, or 2 and 3 weeks. I don't know. Maybe by the end of the first week of January. By the way, do you know what's special about January 31st next, Nikki? Do you know?
I do not. What is it?
It is the 20th anniversary of the purchase of KSCO Radio by the Zwirling family.
29th?
No, 20th.
20th?
Yeah. January 31st, 1991. Can't believe 20 years has gone by. And it's been great to be a local radio station that serves the community. Very interesting roller coaster ride, I'd say, because, as you know, Santa Cruz is one of the most liberal communities in the country. In fact, I think it makes Berkeley look right wing politically. So as a result, can you imagine a radio station licensed to the city of Santa Cruz, as our city of license, carrying a conservative, a very strong conservative political talk host named Rush Limbaugh, who's been our anchor tenant for many, many years. Well, that has been the case for KSCO, but we are also a voice for everyone. So a lot of people in Santa Cruz who are pretty left-wing have sort of made it a point to not listen to KSCO just because we have Rush. Never mind that everything else we have, we pretty much locally originate here and are proud to be a voice for everyone. One of the things I really enjoy at these get-togethers, when my mother, Kay, is present, which she was here on Thursday, is to interact with members of the community. And one most delightful lady, whose name is Pat Arnold, is on the phone with us. She only has a few minutes to be with us today. But I called her this morning and invited her to come on. Pat is very involved with the Santa Cruz chapter, I guess, of the United Nations Advocacy Group.
Association.
Now here you go. Let me make sure I get it right. What did you say, Pat?
It's the Santa Cruz chapter of the United Nations Association.
Okay, and I just assume that that means you all
that we're an NGO.
Pardon me?
We are an NGO that supports the UN.
What's an NGO?
It's a non-governmental organization, just like Amnesty International, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. All of these are NGOs.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's many thousands of them around the world.
Is that another name? Is that, there's a term called non-profit organization. Is that pretty much the same thing?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Oh, okay. All right, non-government organization, but
non-governmental. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, now we know what NGO means.
Good.
And I always love getting you and my mom together because you're both sort of contemporaries. You're both about the same age, I believe. You're.
I'm 85, going on 86.
And my mom is 89, going on 49, is what I always say, but
good
she's really
her.
Going on.
Is she
90.
On the line
she,
now?
Well,
yes,
here she
I
is.
I am. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Kay.
And so. I broached the idea when Pat was here on Thursday evening. I said, I would love to get you and my mom on the same radio program to discuss the UN from each of your completely opposite perspectives. And I think it would be a very interesting radio program. I asked you if you would do it. You said, sure. I asked my mom if she would do it. And after a little bit of...
Well, if you'll let us have a chance to talk.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so... let's see, Pat. You have been involved with the UN, with your
UNA.
UNA for how long, and why did you become involved?
Well, I've been involved for about 15 years now in Santa Cruz, and before that with the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. But it's kind of a long story, but certainly has always been an interest to me internationally.
Do you know my good friend, Planetary Mary Duffield?
Of course.
Everybody knows Planetary
mm-hmm.
Mary.
Yeah, she's doing all right, I think.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I had lunch with her about a year and a half, or maybe it was a little more than a year ago, and she was great, and always is. But Planetary Mary was my my mass media teacher in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And just a wonderful, sweet lady, big advocate of the UN and UNICEF and so forth.
Yes, she used to come down to our store that we where we sell UNICEF cards and things, and she called it the Glass Cathedral.
Which is where you're headed today, right?
Well, we've had to move from the Glass Cathedral down to the Money Market, 903 Pacific Avenue, right off across from the bus station, you know?
And this is a shop, a storefront that's opened and manned, or in this case today, womaned.
We're staffed. We're always open from 11 to 5 every day, except Sunday and just in the afternoon on Sunday, and it's all with volunteers.
Now, when I called you today and said, "Hey, can you come on as early as today with us?" You said, "Oh, gee, it's not really the best time because I've got to go open that store," and so forth. But so I said, "Well, why don't we? Since you don't have to be at the store till 11, I said, "Why don't we at least start it off and tease the audience, if you will, and then we'll schedule a real complete Saturday special with both of you in the studio here. How's that?" And you said, "Sure."
Well, I'd like that, Kay. We would have a good time and go out for coffee afterwards, huh?
Okay, that sounds good to me.
No,
I think with the little time that you have,
uh-huh.
I think we should talk about how we feel about the United Nations.
Okay.
And you have been involved with them for 15 or 16 years, and clearly you must think this is a wonderful organization. And when we saw each other Thursday night, it had something to do with the aspect of children. So why don't you tell us about that, and tell us, if you can, concisely, why you think the United Nations is such a good organization.
Uh-huh.
And if you have time to stay on the air.
Well, I'll stay as long as I can.
Sure, and then I can say why I don't think it's so good for us.
Oh, you mean when I leave. Okay, well, I'll be glad to tell you that I think we don't have any alternative. It certainly historically has been a lot better than the League of Nations, which sort of came in the aftermath of that. And this
why is it better than the League of Nations?
Than the League of Nations?
Yeah, I know the League of Nations was around during, since both of us are older.
Yeah, we wasn't during my time, actually, that I can remember, because more in the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that the reason that it's important is that it has managed to do a lot of police actions in many states that helped keep people from being killed. It's the main reason for having something where all of the nations can come together and discuss things is that that's the best way to solve problems.
Right.
And peacekeeping work that the UN has done, I think, is amazing. But there's so much else that the UN does. I mean, the international mail system is part of the UN. The refugee program through the various projects of the UN, the work that UNICEF does, which you started to say about children, is tremendously helpful. They have kits that go in emergencies all over the world, Haiti, the tsunami that occurred, you know. And the kits give shelter. They have tents and a learning situation for the children so that if they're left for a long period of time without any schools, they're able to still keep up some education. So I think everybody agrees that UNICEF does good work, and that's the main part that deals with children.
Okay, Ma, I grew up liking the UN, thinking it was a wonderful organization, and I believe you thought so too for many, many years. Am I right?
No, not for many, many years. The United Nations came into being at the end of World War II.
It was 1945, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, 1945.
Yes, 65 years.
And it was supposed to be an organization that would help all the countries of the world who had difficulties with each other to come together and work things out.
Peacekeeping, in other words, just what Pat said.
Right,
uh-huh.
Yes. And as
successful.
All agreed that this would be a good thing for our world. But as time went by, it became clearer and clearer to me that that is not what the people who are running the United Nations really want. What they really want is to run the world, to subordinate my country and all the other countries and be the leader of the world, and that's not acceptable to us.
Well, I disagree that that's a possibility that the UN could run the world. It is a grouping of member states, and all of the decisions that are made are done in a couple of ways. One is the General Assembly, where everybody does have a vote, and of course, I agree with you that there may be some ways in which the UN could be better, and that's in the Security Council, where it isn't as representative of the whole world as it could be. It's more of the power nations that kind of make the decisions there. But there's no way in which it does anything like ruling the world.
Well,
not possible.
I wouldn't laugh about that because
it's not in the charter, and it's not in the
Pat. Let me ask you something. I'm not taking sides here, but I do want to ask you this question. Let's see. Would you agree that the people running our country, I think my mother might actually agree with this too. I'm not talking about Obama necessarily. I'm just talking about the way things are. We have a country with a constitution, and it's a pretty damn good constitution. I mean, it's pretty. It's an amazing document. Do you believe that the country is being run? Are you happy with the way the country is being run, or do you think it's possible that the people running the country, and forget about Democrats and Republicans, that the people running the country are not on the up and up? They're sort of taking advantage. What I'm getting at here is maybe it's possible that that's what's going on with the United Nations. And what the United Nations was founded upon was a good idea that everybody agreed with, and maybe just bad people are running it. But I don't even think
maybe,
that you would...
Am I allowed to talk at all, Michael?
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Okay. Well, the United Nations now has an agenda of one world government. And there are those of us, for example, in document 39.6 from April 2001 that says, get us out of the UN, and there are 12 good reasons to do so now.
What
more
you gave
more,
a document number, but what's that from?
I got 12. That was... Why do I have to tell you about the document again? You want to look it up? Go to...
There are good reasons to do so.
More and more Americans are coming to the chilling realization that U.S. membership in the United Nations poses a very real threat to our survival as a free and independent nation. And here are some good reasons. You want to hear them?
Well,
the United Nations basic philosophy is both anti-American and totalitarian.
I disagree completely.
Our Declaration of Independence proclaimed that the self-evident truth, men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But in the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the United Nations ignores God's existence, implies that it grants rights, and then repeatedly claims...
Wait.
Okay, go on.
One of these things, just let Pat can't be here very long, so just say one thing and then let Pat respond to it.
Respond to what I've already said. Okay. So,
well, responding to it is it's just hogwash. Yeah. First of all, the United States is one of the most powerful members of the UN, and the UN has saved us, who wants to be the warrior of the world, in many places where they are putting down flare-ups and taking peacekeeping steps. There hasn't been any change from what you originally had in mind about what the United Nations is. It hasn't changed its charter. It hasn't changed its goal. I mean, we are all one world, and we do have to work together. And the UN does work as an assembly and as not a governing
body.
Do you believe that it's a sounding board, really, for ideas?
Pat, do you believe that the UN is indeed an advocate for a one world government?
No, okay. I don't.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it's just not part of the charter. If you read what the UN stands for, you know, you can say anything about any organization or government, but you have to base it on some facts.
Right.
And the facts are that the charter says that is an assembly of different nations that work and talk together. And so that's, I mean, it certainly couldn't be more effective. I know there were, a few years ago, there were problems with, corruption that happens in governments, and they were able to really clear that. I mean, if you had told me, well, you didn't like the UN because of corruption, I'd say, yes, that was a big problem, and I think to some extent it has been solved.
Well, my mom will say that. I think you haven't gotten to that yet, right, Ma?
I'm not allowed to talk until she leaves,
well,
evidently.
No, no.
So, and then,
we want to make this orderly. We want to make it orderly.
Of course nobody wants corruption. Who would want corruption?
Right. So they've been working against it.
So you and Pat are indeed on the same page regarding corruption.
Right.
This is so childish, Michael.
You know, it would be better if we were together, because then there would be that serendipity of two women who like to talk, and we could hold each other's hands and say,
I know, we're both frustrated, and we both mean well,
right,
and we want what we think is the best for our country,
and for the world. I'm sure you want the best for the world as well as your country.
I can't be that concerned about the world running my country.
Nobody's running our country.
Maybe not yet, but there are lots of things that the United Nations believes in that is are anti to the way our country, our free country, operates. And I just want us not to have anyone.
Well, you'd have to give me some specifics.
I will, if Michael will let me.
Well, I mean, just quoting.
The thing is, we know that you don't have much time
now. How much time do you have?
Well, I can spend another 5-10 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, I got
dressed. I'm all ready to rush out the door when we have to get off the air. Well, at least when I have to get off the air.
But you, of course, can listen to us by dialing 1080 on the AM dial all the way into work.
Okay.
If you want to.
Sure, of course I will. Yeah. 1080.
Okay. I spent a lot of time on the internet last night, and I did want to get in these 12 points of why the U.S. should get out of the United Nations. And Michael, I guess, was right that you had little time.
Well, if you want to give each
Can
of the
I
12,
give them? Would you let me?
Could I talk after each one?
Yeah.
Okay, you give the first one.
Let's try that then. Yeah, okay. It's called Document 39.6, and this was on April the 8th, which happens to be my birthday, 2001. And it said, get U.S. out of the United Nations. The 12 good reasons to do so now. More and more Americans are coming to the chilling realization that U.S. membership in the United Nations poses a very real threat to our survival as a free and independent nation. And here are some good reasons to be concerned. Number one, the UN's basic philosophy is both anti-American and pro-totalitarian.
Well, I disagree completely. It's very, I think the U.S. is pretty dominant with its positions in the U.N.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, I'm still on number one.
Oh.
Our Declaration of Independence proclaims the self-evident truth that men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, but in the Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the United Nations ignores God's existence, implies that it grants rights, and then repeatedly claims power as provided by law to cancel them out of existence. If any government can place restrictions on such fundamental rights as freedom of speech, as the European Union did last week when it outlawed and made it a criminal offense to criticize any element of the EU government in any manner, the right to keep and bear arms, freedom of the press, association movements.
Are we still on
religion?
That's mixing
soon
up the.
Soon there will be no such freedoms. That's all number one.
But how weird to mix up the European Union with the United Nations. It's not at all the
okay,
same.
Can I go to number two now?
Well, couldn't I? You said
yeah,
I could
go
refute.
Ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
And as far as the religious, has nothing to do with the United Nations. As every country has that's in there has their own religions in their countries. So religion is never. Is never an issue or brought up at the United Nations.
Okay, what's your first name?
Pat.
Pat.
Yes,
okay. Kay. Okay, here's number two. The United Nations was founded by communists and Council on Foreign Relations members whose common goal was a socialist world government.
Okay, to refute that, it was certainly by capitalist communists. And, I mean, at the time, the Soviet Union was part of the UN and other countries that were maybe in between. So it wasn't only communists and socialists. It was certainly capitalists and more capitalists
okay.
that
I...
were part of the founding and also the running of the UN.
But you agree that it was founded by communists? And the Council of Foreign
well,
Relations.
Communists
members.
Were part of it, yes. Would
okay.
you leave them out if they were part of the
no.
of, a,
okay.
of the nation?
But
there's
more to number two.
Okay.
16 key U.S. officials who shaped the policies leading to the creation of the United Nations were later exposed in sworn testimony as secret communists, including Secretary of State Dean Acheson, and many other key State Department officials.
That's
also included Alger Hiss, Chief... go on. Okay. Chief Planner of the 1945 Founding Conference, and the Assistant Secretary of Treasury, Harry Dexter White, the Soviet Union under Stalin, and the entire Communist Party, USA apparatus working tirelessly to launch the United Nations. They
well,
wrote the
now,
entire charter.
I have to cut in and just tell you that I'm going to have to leave, but
okay.
this sounds like some kind of old stuff from McCarthyism, and I think we've gone so far beyond that these
okay.
days. And I'm looking forward to talking to you, but we have to talk in a more sensible, you know, 21st century tone.
Oh, okay.
And Kay, I'm happy to discuss things with you. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. We'll
You're
schedule
welcome.
This for sometime during the next week or two or three. Okay.
We'll see. Soon as the holidays maybe are over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay, thank you much. Have
you're,
a very good rest
welcome.
Of the day here. And appreciate your coming on with us. That's
sure.
Pat Arnold. And we hopefully will
and
be hearing.
And come see me at the UNICEF store.
Oh, yeah. And what's the address there?
903 Pacific, across from the bus station, open 11 to 5 daily.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
bye, Pat.
Bye,
thank
dear.
You for participating.
Thank
sure.
You. Okay, here goes... Here comes our next caller, Gary. We have to do a break. Hold on a minute, Gary. The boss says we have to do a break here. So we're going to put you back on hold, and let's do the break.
Ho, ho, ho! Roy Trubridge of Palace Art and Office Supply with the story of the Christmas pickle. It's told by Mabel, Shannon, and Mark of Palace's retail management team.
An old German tradition was for parents to hide a glass pickle ornament somewhere on the Christmas tree. Then on Christmas morning, the first child to find the pickle would get to open their presents first.
Palace doesn't have glass pickles, but we do have the world-famous yodeling pickle. And lots of other great white elephant gifts, like Charlie Brown alarm clocks, bacon-scented bath soap, and squealing piggy banks.
Both Palace stores have lots of great gift ideas. Jigsaw puzzles, fine writing pens, and every kind of art supply you can possibly think of. And did I mention the huge selection of Christmas cards and wraps?
Happy holidays from your friends and neighbors at Palace in downtown Santa Cruz and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. And don't forget to yodel local first when shopping for the holidays this season.
Autumn is the time to make certain your home is safe and ready for the long nights of winter. Hello, I'm Charlie Friedman.
And I'm Tino from JM Electric. Charlie's right. Autumn is the time to get a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric. Listen.
My name is Lane LeCompte, and I live in Soquel. My home is about 45 years old. There were a lot of things I was wondering how my home was still standing. And I want to make sure that my home is safe. Oh, they came out. They were wonderful. They really took care of everything, of all of the items we had. Yes, I sleep very well after the work that they did.
Don't wait until you blow a circuit. Call for a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric today.
I'll personally come out and walk through your home to see if I can spot any trouble before it happens. I'm Tino at JM Electric, 422-7819. That's 422-7819. Or jmelectric.com and tell them Charlie sent you.
If you work the land, Webb's Farm Supplies in Soquel and Husqvarna Power Tools can make your work easy. Whether you need professional-grade power for landscape and trees or consumer-grade power for home and garden, Webb's Farm Supplies has world-leading Husqvarna Power Tools. Saws, trimmers, cutters, mowers, and parts for anything and everything new or obsolete. At 5381 Old San Jose Road for over 65 years, it's Webb's Farm Supplies and Husqvarna. Visit webbs-farmsupplies.com or call 475-1020. 475-1020. It's time to unravel the mysteries of health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services, an authorized independent agent for Anthem Blue Cross.
It's becoming increasingly more difficult for hard-pressed businesses to maintain their employee health insurance plans. If you are a business person in search of lower-cost alternative, I may have the answer for you. This strategy can help your employees pay for individual or family health plans through payroll deductions, and these individual plans may cost as little as one-third the group plans. Use the power of my experience as a health insurance professional. We'll talk over the options to help your employees access their own individual health plan. I will make sure that they get the assistance that they need to choose the best coverage at the most affordable rates.
Unravel the mysteries of your health coverage with Pamela Fugit-Hetrick of DCD Financial and Insurance Services. Go to healthexchangeforall.com for a free quote and then give Pamela a call. That's healthexchangeforall.com.
California Insurance License 0D75558. Anthem Blue Cross is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Association.
Wait a minute. But wait a minute. I don't have the words in front of me.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight from my monster from the hush, and suddenly, my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wait a minute. You got to let me do it. Let's do it the next break, okay? The next break.
And I'll
do it.
Okay.
It's okay for me to be able to I just want to get on the YouTube and
that's
have
a good.
The
you got the voice down pretty good, though.
No, I could do that. I can
that's
do that
pretty
one.
Good.
I can do that one. You know, it's just sweet. If I don't screw up the words, it'll be fine. Welcome back to the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSU. I got a text message here from Roger earlier. While Pat was still on, and it says, cat fight, just add mud. The UN is exactly the opposite of thinking local first. Oh, what a good point Roger brought up, huh? Yeah. Ma, talk into the microphone if you have something to say.
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh. Okay, you're agreeing for a change. All right, 479-1080 is the phone number for you to call if you want to become part of this broadcast with your own vocal cords, okay? And that's in area 831 if you happen to be outside the 831 area code. Or if you're inside the area 831 area code but you happen to have a cell phone with a different area code, then you're going to have to dial 831-479-1080. We just finished a half-hour-long tease, what we call a tease in the radio business. And Pat Arnold and Kay Zwirling were starting to go at it regarding the UN, both on totally opposite sides. Pat is a big supporter of the UN, and my mother, Kay, is a big opponent of the UN, and I'm sure you all know that if you've listened to her commentaries over the years. And so this was the beginning of what we like the Saturday specials to be. Nice, calm, civil discussions of controversial topics. Now let's go to our caller, Gary in Live Oak. Hey, Gary.
Yeah, hi. This is another Arnold on the opposite end of the spectrum. All she was doing was repeating the United Nations Catechism. As Kay mentioned, 43 of the delegates to the San Francisco Convention were members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Mm-hmm. The first acting Secretary General was Alger Hiss, who was not only a communist and a Soviet spy, but a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And nobody likes Alger Hiss, right?
Well, obviously, but I think the people, the goals are the same. You read the communist organizations inside the United States and outside were fully supporting the setup of the United Nations. In fact, it was the Rockefellers themselves. They wanted it on their own estate, but they ended up gifting the property for the actual building that the United Nations is in. And virtually every member, every U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, I think except two, I think the original person, which was, slips my mind, but all of them have been members of this Council on Foreign Relations, whose purpose is a world government.
Yes.
In fact, the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations were the Dulles brothers. They helped incorporate it way back in the early 20s, and they were present at the San Francisco Convention. Now, what's really curious is Pat Arnold doesn't say that the progressive, when they were serving the state of California, for instance, Hiram Johnson, he brought in the initiative, the recall, and the referendum. He was the only United States senator that spanned the League of Nations and the United Nations, and he voted against both with great vigor and reason. So those people that are on the political left should toss away their UN catechism, so to speak, and look at what's happened. And the European Union is a part of the United Nations, as is NATO. You read their papers, and they're all subservient to the United Nations. All these regional arrangements are controlled. But you talk about local, you look at the contracts from the city of Santa Cruz, the county of Santa Cruz, they have signed on to ICLEI. They have contracts with the Front for the World Bank, and I read you directly from the ICLEI global programs. You can find this on freedomadvocates.com.
Wait, Gary, who the heck is the, did you say the county of Santa Cruz or the city of Santa Cruz?
The city of Salinas, they've signed on to a front for the World Bank, and you read directly from ICLEI, and it says...
What's ICLEI?
ICLEI. That's ICLEI Global, Local Governments for Sustainability, and their project is to enforce United Nations Agenda 21.
Yes, 20, that's what I was waiting for.
And they're
you to
talking
say.
About, I mean, it's really aggressive. And some years ago, about 12 or 14 years ago, the United Nations locally, together with the United Nations Association of New Haven, Connecticut, San Francisco, other groups, had the county adopt the final resolution for United Nations Agenda 21, and that is what drives the policy inside the county of Santa Cruz. That's why the Building Appeals Department, everybody looks at these issues as isolated and not connected, and they're clueless. It's like learning whole word versus learning, by phonetics, because they can't put anything together. All these programs are cemented together, whether it's the transportation or the railways, the smart growth. They put all the adjectives in there to enforce more centralization and the setting up of a police and world state. They're involved with the people that promote it. Again, the poor folks can't get a clue because Bill Gates, a Bilderberger, foundation owns the Santa Cruz Sentinel, it owns the Monterey Herald, and it owns the San Jose Mercury. So people are totally ignorant about what's, you know, these movements by these billionaires that are consolidating power.
But I can tell you, honestly and directly that they have not approached KSCO to purchase KSCO.
Well, that's why we love you.
But, because they haven't approached us.
A real advantage would be to get these people that always have, you know, they're timed out and they always have to leave.
Gary, that's wrong. I hit Pat with this like less than like an hour and a half before the show.
Well, so, all I'm suggesting is
she is more than happy to come back, and I believe she will, and really wants to, as does.
But it sounds from what this gentleman is saying, where do we go from here? It's so difficult for us.
Now, Ma, you be positive here. Don't be negative. And you too, Gary.
Gary.
Tell us, what can we do? Well, I think people are starting to see that their freedoms are slipping away from them in front of themselves. It may be too late, as Solzhenitsyn said. You know, he said, you know, we didn't understand what was going on at the time, and that's exactly where we're at today. And he ends up with his conclusion. He says, and we deserved it. But earlier he says, you know, what if when the knocks on the doors were happening, and the knocks on the doors are happening. The farmers, I think you've had some people with the counties going up into the rural areas, the UN rural cleansing, driving the local farmers into the cities and loading them down with
red tags. And the government is telling me and people like me who have wells, water wells on their property that they own, I always thought that if you own, that if you have a well, and you can find water, that the water is yours. No, it's not. I have to pay a tax on the water, and any minute they're going to be trying to put a meter on my well.
They give you title, but they don't give you ownership. Title only means you have the obligation to pay them. You look at Leon Panetta, who was co-chairman of the California Forward. This outfit is funded again by our friend Packard and all these foundations up and down the state from Irvine. All the billionaires that don't pay their taxes, uh-huh, have all their manufacturing done overseas, come into our county and supply, together with Gates. They give money to the junior college. They give money to save our shores, and all these this gaggle of the rent-a-mobs that are a little more sophisticated, and they pay off basically they pay off the executive directors of these groups to do their dirty work for them.
Okay, now listen, Gary, I'm happy you called, and I have Marcella in Salinas, and I have Rory in Watsonville, and I have the great Ben in Salinas, all of whom are wonderful, articulate, intelligent callers. But I know what each of them is going to say. Believe it or not, during the break, my mother and I were discussing with each other that we both hope that from our listening audience, there would be some people who would call who happen to go along with Pat's views. Who have been snuckered.
Well, the reason why is because all of those organizations, it's a secret operation. They don't want to be exposed, and especially the ones that are leading the less informed. Well, you know, they all belong to the various organizations.
Pat, you heard her say she's more than happy to come back for a whole 2 hours.
Oh, that would be terrific.
For what?
In the studio.
So she's indoctrinated already.
But that's okay.
Ma,
we can deal with indoctrination.
Don't talk about Pat behind her back.
Was founded, the charter was written by Archibald MacLeish. Archibald MacLeish is a member of Skull and Bones.
These little tiny secret organizations have
the levers of control. Pretty much, you've got Alex Jones on there pulling back the...
I want to hear from
people operate under.
I want to hear from people today. If Rory and Ben and Marcella stay on, we're going to put you on the air, obviously. But I do want to hear from someone who agrees with Pat, okay, so that we can continue that conversation with Kate. Gary, thanks so much for calling
the
Saturday Special today. That opens up a line at 479-1080, 479-1080 in area 831. If you want to send me an email, it's mz@ksco.com. Don't have that open yet, but I will. I'll open that here pretty quick. But let's go to... Ben in Salinas, the great Ben in Salinas.
Thank you,
Michael. Is there another Ben in Salinas who isn't so great?
Not one that counts.
Okay. You're on the air.
Okay, now, God knows I have crossed swords and disagreed with your mother ad infinitum. However, in this case, Michael, and believe me, every woman in my family, absolutely, even my old lady, she absolutely loves your mother and her wisdom. And I will not question her wisdom. However, if I even make a negative comment about one of Kay's commentaries, it's a cold night for me on the couch. That's how much my old lady, that's how much my old lady loves Kay's whirling. And I'm calling this time, since I often disagree on the air, I will agree. Kay's whirling is absolutely right, and I will add to the UN, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. These are they have secret agendas. They only exist to serve themselves and to suck as much money out of the United States taxpayer as they possibly can, and they try to do it with a face of legitimacy. However, this new, that Ickley's thing has to be dragged out in the sun and killed before it multiplies. And I will close by saying this, Michael. We're all in this boat together. We're all Americans. We all love America first, as do I, and I would bet my life, as does Kay and you. Yeah. We're all in this boat together. We better make it work, because we're seeing the face of what happens if it doesn't work. Who wants to be at the mercy of these worldwide, whatever you want to call
it? Billionaires.
There you go.
What is it? What is that? What happens to a person who becomes a billionaire, and they all want to run the world?
Everything over $1 million, they turn it into either euros, gold bullion, or absolute power.
Yeah.
And now the Supreme Court has said that they can put all the gold they want to into the people they want up there. Can you see all these one-worlders being put into power by these billionaires? Who in the hell is... Talk about the wolves guarding the sheep.
Yeah.
And thank you for your wisdom, Kay. And even though we can disagree, I have love and respect for you. You remind me so much of my mother, I can't stand it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there goes the great men in Salinas. Now, here comes Carlos in Santa Cruz. Carlos.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Are you
Carlos.
Here? Are you answering the call for someone who agrees with Pat Arnold?
Stop
it. Yeah, and I have to tell you, all this talk about the United States having a secret agenda about coming and conquering this world and having multi-billionaires, I am telling you, the reason why people don't call is because they're tired of all this crazy talk. On top of that, how do you imagine that the United States or any other government from any other world is going to come in and infiltrate the United States and take over? On top of that, you start this talk about the United States and other countries taking over, and then you go
No, you're saying United Nations.
And then you go into this millionaire talk about how millionaires are the ones that want to take your money. What about the billionaires that are taking our money right now here in the United States? You don't seem to have any problem with the United States citizens effing the United States citizens. You seem to have this whole criteria that everybody is out to get us, that if they're not white, And they're not Christian.
Oh, that's
who said
wrong.
Anything about that,
that's,
Carlos?
Maybe that's
you're,
what
you're
you
the
think.
One who's pulling the race card now.
Right.
No, because that's how people see it. You guys hide behind this.
Speak
this,
for
this,
yourself. This.
I am speaking for myself. Thank you very much. The same way that you have the right to open your mouth about insensitive and incomprehensive things on the radio every time, and
okay.
I am telling you this with all due respect,
okay.
You are so vile in some of your commentary.
Oh,
and
okay.
So wrong.
What's an example of a vile commentary?
Something he doesn't agree with.
Ma, let him talk, please.
No,
go ahead, Carlos.
Listen, lady, I don't agree with you a lot of things and a lot of different things, but I actually have to sit down and read about what I'm listening to before I open my mouth and disagree with you, because some of the stuff that comes out of it, I have it written down, and it's something that I really don't have the patience to do on a beautiful Saturday today. But I am telling you, the reason why people don't call is because they see the cookery that's going on, and it's just another glam bag going on with your mother, and that's how people see it. I am sorry to tell you, people are frustrated, people are tired, and they just don't want to get into it. I got tired of calling your show and complaining about some of the things that you guys did, because it never changes.
Haven't I always been fair and reasonable?
You have. Oh, you have. You have.
And that's why you called this show, I guess.
I call your show because a lot of the things that you guys do for this community are very helpful. And I do disagree with a lot of things that, you know, from Charlie, whom I respect considerably, and I consider Republican, and I have no patience for Republicans whatsoever, but I respect Charlie, I respect you. I have a little bit of patience for your mother because I get to listen to her, and I don't turn the radio off and scream at the radio. But I have to tell you, people are tired of discussing this thing because it's just craziness. And it's time that we stand behind what we believe, which is, you know, equality and fairness for all. I absolutely agree. I don't want anybody coming into my house, stealing my money or my guns or my Bibles, whatever you guys believe. I don't disagree with you guys, but not everybody is out to get you. And things have to be tried before we turn them down. You guys have absolutely no respect for the government that's going on right now, yet you stood idle for all the crimes that were going on before. And all this mess that we are in right now, it's a lot easier.
Obviously, you didn't listen to last week's program, Carlos.
No,
obviously.
I didn't. I was working. I didn't. And
yeah,
like I said
because
before,
you would say to my mom, it takes a big man to admit he's wrong, or a big woman.
It takes a big woman to admit it's wrong, and I'm sorry to tell you, I doubt that if your mom said it and I missed it, I apologize.
Yeah, what you said that.
I would love to be able to hear it because until I hear it, I won't believe it.
Well, put it up on the. We'll put it up. I think we're late putting it up on the internet here, as I've been sort of lazy. We have to come up with an automated system that does that, so I don't have to remember.
Above everything else, you know, the reason why we talk is to hear everybody else's opinion, and like I said before, your opinions, as much as I disagree with them. You guys have another side of you, which is serving this community. And that's what I love about this radio station. When there was a fire, an accident, you know, some crazy with a gun out there, you guys inform people. And that's why I love you. When it comes down to the politics, oh, my goodness. If I had a penny for every time that I wanted to throw my radio away for the stuff that I heard from you guys, I will have hundreds of radios.
Well, instead you do a very good thing by calling.
Why don't we just respectfully agree to disagree?
I would love to do that, Kay, but unfortunately your commentary incites hateful and ignorance in other people.
Well, because you're a lefty, that's why.
No,
there's nothing I can say that you're going to.
I don't like the Democrats either. I'm not very happy with the president either, so don't go ahead and tell me.
Are you happy with yourself?
I am happy with myself. I am very happy with myself. I wish I could do a lot more to help people, to be honest with you, but I can't. Not right now, not in this situation. But I am very, very happy with myself. I am not happy with the stuff that I hear sometimes from it. We just basically come and judge people based on what we believe or
okay.
We have experience of other people. And that is just not.
Are you angry with me because I think that our country should take care of itself and not be beholden to a world government?
I don't disagree with you in that respect.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yes,
that's what we're talking about now.
But the reasoning behind that, who are you blaming the blame on, or who you're attacking, or the view that you have as to who or what is responsible is very narrow and small-minded. And I have to tell you, Kate,
like
you remind
what?
Me of my grandmother because you come out and you have a lot of patience for a lot of people. But that's where my grandmother's reference is stop. I tell you, as far as that is concerned, I respect you very much because I was brought to respect elders. But my goodness, lady,
don't listen. Please don't listen
down.
To me. Please
no,
don't.
I don't.
Good.
I just pay attention
then
to everybody else.
Then you won't be upset.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope that you have a really good time, Kay. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your time here and you're not so bitter and angry. So you.
I'm not bitter and angry.
All right.
You are.
No.
Okay. All right.
Bye,
well, thank you for calling in, Carlos, and do call again. Here comes Michael in Live Oak. Oh, my God. We're into the news.
Uh-huh.
This is terrible. Here, well, let's go into the news. KSCO Santa Cruz, Linus Monterey, San Jose, Michael in Live Oak, and Mason in Santa Cruz, and Rory in Watsonville, and Marcella will get to you next hour.
Radio, fair and balanced.
One show, policing the web, safeguarding schools, and monitoring the media.
They want to fire Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
We have a First Amendment in this country for a reason.
The Culture Warriors tackle America's toughest topics. It's just one of the reasons why The Factor rules.
We are a nation of innovators, dreamers, and risk takers. We believe in success, hard work, and free enterprise. We know that in business, anything is possible. Because in America, all things are possible. We make our own destiny, and we shape our own future. We will not be held back. We move forward. Fox Business, the power to prosper.
The One Show, exposing outrageous crimes, shocking verdicts, and the cases America's buzzing about.
I think she will be charged for abuse.
I would have given him the mask.
The Legal Eagles tackle what the mainstream media won't touch. It's just one of the reasons why The Factor rules.
The fight over taxes could mess up residential holiday plans.
Kalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
As he did last year, the president plans to celebrate the holidays in Hawaii. And just like last year, it seems Congress may delay his visit. The first family had planned to leave a week from today, but it now looks like Congress may still be working on taxes and other issues long after that. 2 weeks ago, spokesman Robert Gibbs said the president won't leave until the work is done.
The president will be here for as long as he needs to be here.
President Obama's last holiday trip to Hawaii was held up because of the health care debate in Congress. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
OPEC's outgoing oil ministers say they'll make no changes in crude oil output. The cartel met for less than 2 hours today in Ecuador, a coaching milestone in pro football.
He has survived a recent bout with neck and throat cancer and cancer of the prostate 5 years ago. So surviving more than a quarter century of NBA coaching may seem less consequential. But George Karl had reason to reflect last night. He collected his 1,000th NBA victory.
It feels good, and it'll feel good for the next couple days. And we get on improving our NBA record, not worrying about George Karl.
Karl's Denver Nuggets were winners at Toronto, 123-116. The 59-year-old coach, the seventh to reach 1,000 wins. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
An Indiana insurance company says it'll pay for the surgery a baby needs to live. Seth Patricus was born in July, missing the thymus gland, which produces T cells our body needs. If he doesn't have the surgery, he'd probably die before he turns two. The state of Indiana's Medicaid program refused to cover the surgery because it's still considered experimental, despite having a 70% rate. Now, MD Wise, which is the insurance company that manages the baby's Medicaid, says it's going to go around state rules and pay up. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast. Partly cloudy today, high of 66 and light winds. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, low of 48 with light winds. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 70, light winds. Out there on the Monterey Bay, the northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. And tonight out there, the west winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast after midnight. The wind waves less than 2 feet with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. And Sunday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves less than 2 feet, west swell 2 to 4 feet at 9 seconds. And for your KSCO King of the Hill traffic update, no new incidents to report at this time. If you see something out there, give me a call, 475-1080, and I will report it. As far as current temperatures go, it's 57 in Monterey. It is 56 degrees in Salinas. And in Watsonville, it's 61. We're at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. The official time is 11:06 and 30 seconds on this Saturday, December 11th. Up next, the second hour, Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
Monster Mash?
No, because the computer that you're playing it on does not have sound.
When did that happen?
It's always been that way. It's the only one that has sound is the left computer.
Oh.
The only one that you can feed sound through the board.
So if I bring it up on the left computer, I'll be able to hear it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess I can figure out how to do that, but we have to start hour number two officially.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
This program is proudly sponsored by... Da-da-da-da! For KSCO, I'm Kay's Whirling, a collection of commentaries. It's in my hand.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
We've had a spot on the, a prominent spot on the KSCO.com website for, I don't know, probably 3 weeks now. That shows a cover, a picture of the cover of the Kay's commentary book. And we've invited pre-orders. And we've gotten two pre-orders. I'm disappointed. I thought we would have had a couple hundred by now. You know, but of course we haven't done a promo. It's only, I've only mentioned it on the Saturday special. But this is quite a good book here. It's a wonderful book. And people have been asking for this for years. And we got it now. We got it. It's wonderful. And we're gonna order, I don't know, maybe we'll order 10 of them. That way we'll be able to fill the two orders that we've received. And by the way, you can order just by going to KSCO.com. And right there, it's very prominent on the right-hand margin. It shows a picture of the book. It's a very attractive cover. And if you click on it, you can buy your advanced copy here, and we will contact you in the next 2 to 3 weeks when we get the rest of them. And we sort of want to use this as a gauge to figure out how many to order. I'd like to order more than 10. I'd like to think that we'd sell more than 10 of these books. I'd like to think we'd sell several hundred or even into the thousands. But anyhow, if you're interested, and you should be, because this is something that is this book should be on the New York Times top bestseller list, top of it. It really should be. And I was reading it, you know, in bed the other day, and I said, "Wow, my mom wrote all this stuff. Pretty cool." Anyhow, go to KSCO.com and check it out. And there's a couple of ways you can buy it. You can buy an advanced copy. Both using PayPal, which means you can use your PayPal account, or if you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card. And you can just buy an advance copy. We'll get a notification. I'll get a notification in the email, just like the Alex Jones tickets that we sold out of twice. Great system. And then you will have a receipt that you have a copy that you can come and get at KSCO, or for a little more money for shipping and handling, we will actually send you a copy of the book. We are taking advance orders at KSCO.com. Please go there and take a look. If you like Kay's commentaries, you'll be able to have it. It'll make a great gift for the holiday, except they won't be, they probably won't arrive before Christmas, but we'll see. Anyhow, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday special. It's MZ here, and Kay is here with me again this week. Happy to see you here again, Ma. And let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Rory in Watsonville. Then we have Helga in Carmel and Mike in Live Oak. Go ahead, Rory, you're on the air.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and happy Hanukkah to you and your mother.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
To you, too, even though you're non-practicing.
Yes, but I recognize the historical roots of my belief. Boy, I look forward to an Arnold versus Arnold debate, if you can pull that off.
Oh,
and
okay.
It was interesting.
Well, Gary Richard Arnold versus Pat Arnold. That's who that caller was. It was Gary Richard Arnold.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. That would be wonderful.
Kay moderating.
Okay. No, Michael will.
One of the things that struck me, and I'm familiar with the history of the League of Nations after World War I, which was the war to end all wars and
yes.
so on and so forth. And I would love, Kay, if you could recite the document you're reading from,
yeah.
and then maybe we can hit some other points. But Pat said something early on. She said the UN was formed to protect states from war and outbreaks of violence. And the first thing that came to my mind was Rwanda. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? And so that's all I'm going to say. I know you got a lot of other callers, but my gosh.
Actually, there aren't lots of others. There's a couple of others.
Well, the track record for the UN is poor at best. look at their human rights committee right now. Who are the member states? Go look at all of them.
Most of them are communists.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of tyrannical governments that are on the Human Rights Commission or whatever the committee is called. I just read an article on it a few months ago. It's unbelievable. I mean, the duplicity, and the thing is, and I guess this is my main problem, is when you line up the UN Charter and put it side by side with our Constitution, it's completely, the UN Charter is antithetical
right.
to our Constitution. Absolutely.
They want to take over.
That's the reverse. It's the opposite. It's antithetical. Antithesis, folks.
Right.
Go read for yourself. Don't be fooled. And let's keep things local, like the discussion. Keep our government local. We don't need the UN.
No, so. It seeks power to control the environment, population, children,
yep.
the world.
Yep.
We don't want that.
Where Bill Gates and Ted Turner and the like are their money. They want population control. Ted Turner was down in Cancun this past week pushing a one-child agenda worldwide. Never mind that he has five children of his own.
Yeah.
It's got to wake up. Do your homework, and I'll let you go. Thank you for the time, and I appreciate your radio station.
Okay, Rory, thank you for calling. That's here's Helga and Carmel. Welcome to KSCO, the Saturday special, Helga.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Helga.
I listen to your show. I'm just addicted to it. I want you to know. And Mrs. Sperling, I agree with you 1,000% on every comment that you make.
Good. Thank you.
I mean, you
so
hit
much.
It right on the nail.
Oh, I try to be logical.
But as I was listening this morning, and the lady, when it got too hot in the kitchen, she had to leave because there were questions that she just absolutely, well, she had a date she had to go to because they don't want to hear it. The
well,
thing is, I grew up in Germany under Hitler, and I'm writing a book about my experiences.
Oh, good.
And there are such horrific things in there. I mean, we lost everything during the war, and it was awful.
Yes.
And there were so many people that were of Jewish descent that were pulled out of their bed in the middle of the night and never to be seen. I experienced it myself where we lived.
Oh, my.
And I still remember it, and it all came back to me when those towers collapsed with the fire.
Yeah.
I saw, like, our house on fire with the flames of the drapes coming out. I was only 4 years old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm urged to write this book. Something is telling me, because it is 5 minutes before midnight in this country.
Yes,
I can tell
right.
you that.
And you know what else is very interesting, Helga, is that now in Germany, in Europe, the people that are living there, it's so painful to think that there was this barbaric thing that happened to we Jews that they're keeping this out of the history books. They want the children now to not know that any of this ever existed.
Absolutely. I used to go to Germany every year for 6 weeks because my mother was alive.
Mm-hmm.
She passed away. But then I went to Washington, D.C., and I visited the Holocaust Museum. And I tell you, everybody that goes to Washington needs to go through there.
Yes, yes.
Because when you see those shoes of those people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it haunted me, and I decided I've got to write this book.
Good,
but
good.
I'm telling you now, this right now what we're doing is we're stalling everything a little bit because the people voted.
Mm-hmm.
But our generation, when it dies off, the younger people are educated in a different liberal way.
Right.
And the United Nations has already a grip. Like, for instance, all those green things with the plastic in the bags, this was all implemented in Germany almost 40 years ago. It's part of the United Nations with this country, with the environment. It's all a cooked-up thing. It's cooked up to keep us in control. And I'm speaking out freely about it because we're still free.
I don't understand.
While we're still free, right, yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And, I mean, I have such an urge to finish my book because I turned 74 that I say I have to get this book released before I go. people need to read what really happened under Hitler. There is a book out. I found it in a used bookstore. It's called Munich 1924. He implemented everything years before he got into power.
Mm-hmm. And well, but the powers that be now can't stand just having the world know what happened. So they're absolutely just keeping this knowledge secret. It's not getting into the history books at all.
Yes.
Anyhow, write your book and please let us know when you're finished with it. Maybe
okay,
you can
and I'm
come
I'm
and talk about it.
Okay, well, I love your show.
Thank you.
You're a light in the wilderness.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank
Bye.
You so much. Here comes Mike in Live Oak. Welcome to KSCO AM 1080. Thank
Good you. Morning, Michael. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning.
So I don't know. It's been a long time since I took history. We did in high school study about the UN and so forth. I know it was created as a basically an international mediation organization.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there's no doubt there's corruption and things like that. But Kay, this is my question is specifically for Kay.
What?
Would you say that it has done some good? For instance, the creation of or the formation of Israel. Wasn't the UN instrumental in making that happen?
I don't know whether that's true or not. In what way? Israel was offered the land by the British, and the Palestinians were offered the land the same time. The Palestinians said, "No, we don't want any land," and Israel said yes. What's that got to do with the world government? Or the United Nations? No, it was whoever owned that land, and I do believe it was the British.
But then, wasn't it, then they said somehow you don't, were, first of all, when exactly was the UN created? Is that my sense is?
Oh, it was 1945, right after World War II. It was created as a place for all the countries in the world to go and work out their differences instead of having wars.
Right.
That was the whole idea.
I seem to recall something about the UN overseeing what happened with Israel. But
I do not believe that that's true. I'm Jewish, and I was thrilled when Israel became a state because it was offered to them. And very interestingly, in the late 1920s, when I was born, I could see the people in the area, older Jews who had enough money, always wanted to go to Jerusalem because that was the Holy Land. And they would go regularly, and many of them would purchase little parcels of land from the Arabs who owned the land. And the Arabs were delighted to sell it to them. And so when 1947, I guess it was, that Israel became a state, a lot of those little parcels were right there in that particular area where the Arabs sold their land. Then they got angry when they sold it, when it was arid and barren and just sand. And when Israel was given the land, and then they started with irrigation,
right.
Drip irrigation, which the whole world uses now, and they made their little country like a garden.
Right.
Well, that's when the Arabs started calling themselves Palestinians, and were pretty angry, and they're still angry, and they don't want a land of their own. All they want is Israel to disappear.
Right. Any of these.
But I don't know that the United Nations had anything to do with anything.
Okay, moving.
But I could be wrong.
All right, moving forward. In any of these so-called peace talks, these negotiations between the Palestinians and Israel, Has the UN been involved in that? Or?
I don't know. Maybe they have. I just don't know about
it. I'm just trying to get a feel of if what they're actually doing actively, that's in accordance with their intention, with their alleged reason for existing.
So their reason for existing, well, we're all reading that the reason for existing is that they want to rule the world. I guess when people become trillionaires, and then life is boring, they want to do something else with their power. So they want to rule the rest of us.
Well,
I don't know the answer.
Okay, would you say that whenever you have a government or a big organization, it's almost inevitable that the power, they say that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
I think that fits very well.
It's almost the nature of the beast.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, hey, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Now, let's see. We are going to go now to, who are we going to go to? Wait a minute. Is it time for a commercial break? We should go not who, we should go what. We should go to the commercial break, I guess. And when we come back, I think I'm going to perform the Monster Mash before we have Scott and Elise on. Mom, do you want to hear any more from people like Carlos who disagreed with you?
I don't care. Why not?
Well, let's invite them then, because I want to get some callers who will and I thought Carlos was a great caller, and I wish I wish many, many more like Carlos would call, because it would mean that other people are listening to KSU besides our good friends, you know, who call all the time. So anyhow, Nikki, go ahead, and we'll come back after the commercial break.
Ho, ho, ho. Roy Trowbridge of Palace Art and Office Supply with the story of the Christmas pickle, as told by Mabel, Shannon, and Mark of Palace's retail management team.
An old German tradition was for parents to hide a glass pickle ornament somewhere on the Christmas tree. Then on Christmas morning, the first child to find the pickle would get to open their presents first.
Palace doesn't have glass pickles, but we do have the world-famous yodeling pickle. And lots of other great white elephant gifts, like Charlie Brown alarm clocks, bacon-scented bath soap, and squealing piggy banks.
Both Palace stores have lots of great gift ideas, jigsaw puzzles, fine writing pens, and every kind of art supply you can possibly think of. And did I mention the huge selection of Christmas cards and wraps?
Happy holidays from your friends and neighbors at Palace in downtown Santa Cruz and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. And don't forget to yodel local first when shopping for the holidays this season.
If you're planning an office party, a holiday gathering, or a New Year's celebration, remember, for a safe, fun, and festive way to celebrate the holidays, have plenty of Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider on hand. Martinelli's, in the traditional champagne bottle, is the perfect choice for your holiday gatherings. It has all the elegance and sparkle of champagne, but without the alcohol. And you know, Martinelli's has the best flavor because it's made only from U.S.-grown fresh apples, not from foreign concentrate like most other brands. Martinelli's looks great, tastes great, and complements all your favorite foods, from party snacks and buffets to holiday dinners. Martinelli's, fun, festive, and non-alcoholic. Enjoy the original, Martinelli's Gold Medal Sparkling Cider, a family tradition since 1868.
This is Stephen Martinelli. I'm here with my son, John, the fourth generation president of our family's 140-year-old cider company.
All of us at Martinelli's wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
The sun sets earlier and the night air becomes colder. It's time again to supplement with extra light and warmth. Hello, Michael Olson here with the Santa Cruz Host Lions Club. The best way to add light and warmth to your winter evenings is with a fresh, ever so fragrant Lions Club Christmas tree. Lion Christmas trees, or Hanukkah bushes as fellow lion Arnie Levine calls them, will lift the spirits of your family and friends in ways no artificial made-in-China plastic fantastic apparition could ever do. But don't take my word for it. Visit the Lions Club Christmas tree lot and see the magnificent Douglas, Grand, and Noble firs for yourself. And for a little extra warmth, know that 100% of the proceeds from your purchase of a lion tree will help your neighbors see and hear, and your youth grow into productive citizens. Pick up the spirits of your family and friends with a Christmas tree from the Santa Cruz Host Lions Club, now located at the Elks Club, Graham Hill and Jewel Street, across from the cemetery in Santa Cruz. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
KSCO, Santa Cruz.
Okay, welcome back to the program here. It's the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. And yes, here's some music. It's we've got it up and running, so stand by. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin maggers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?" It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. The monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's now the mash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you. Then you can monster mash and do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Easy, Igor.
Mash ghoul.
Easy, Igor. You impetuous young boy.
Mash ghoul.
All right. Was that... That wasn't terrible, was it? That wasn't bad. Maybe it was. Nikki's not answering. Was that bad, Annalise?
No. In fact, I thought it was terrific. In fact, I don't think I had ever understood the words to the monster mash
as clearly as when you sang them.
Oh.
And I think you did it with a kind of panache.
Oh.
Doing the monster mash.
Oh.
That I had never heard and never understood. But thank you so much for making it, because you did it so good.
Oh.
Sorry about the grammar, but it rhymes.
What I was expecting to happen was that people would say that was terrible, and I was going to threaten to do it again unless people bought Kay's book.
Well, actually, I'm in every bit in favor of buying Kay's book. In fact, it's in the post today.
By the way, I want to thank I want to thank Dieter Albrecht, and I want to thank Connie Gaynor, each of whom have purchased Kay's book. So now we've sold four of them. We've pre-sold four of them.
Well, mine's in the post. I don't know where that is, but you're counting. But anyway,
oh,
it'll get there.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah,
it'll get there by post.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, nice. No, just to do. The other thing I wanted to say, though, is I'm really glad that you have a mother with so much chutzpah. She really does have that ability to stand up, say what she has to say it with dignity, but not back down. I've always known that about your mother. I was very much glad to find that to be very much the way she is. When I met her personally, I felt a real rapport with her, which I think a lot of people do. But what I really called to say was, and I'm looking forward to her book, of course, but what I really called to say was I was involved in a group called WILF many years ago. I left the book. I left the group because of their position on America versus communism. They were proud to call themselves left-wing commies. They had no problem amongst themselves calling themselves that. I thought, golly, it couldn't be the whole group. My father was involved in the United Nations, and I know that when he was, it was around 1945.
What did he do?
He was an envoy. And what did he do in the United Nations?
Yes.
I don't know everything because I wasn't even born at the time. But
so by the time you came around, he was out of the UN?
He was out of the UN, but he had been an envoy for America to both Belgium and France. So I knew he had been involved in it as a peacekeeping movement to try to get a place. That was his focus. He was not originally an American citizen. I'm French, but in any case, when he came here and was involved, he was involved as a Harvard student and got involved more and more in politics, and then decided that the reason he got involved with the making of the United Nations was to have a place where people could amicably, as much as possible, settle their differences without war. That, I think, was the original intent of the United Nations. To my chagrin, I was to find out when I was in this women's group, the League of Women for Peace and Freedom, I thought it was all about peace and freedom. I was to find out, and I know Pat Arnold personally, I don't have any problems with her personally, but that the group as an entire whole really does lean very, very far left. They do feel that the United States is altogether wrong in its focus and have a very different agenda than one that is postured in the Constitution. When I left, it was when the Soviet Union had disenfranchised and became separate republics. They actually had a meeting, in fact, several, in which it was conducted as a funeral. Everybody came in black. I did not understand that was what this was going to be. So I didn't come dressed in black, but the whole meeting was about the funeral for the death of communism. And that's how they saw it. They talked about it openly. So, Kay, you're quite right. Their focus is not in the United Nations today one of really helping the United States to stay a world power. That it is, I think a lot of people are chagrin about that we have accomplished, that this country has accomplished a financial position. They don't feel right about that. They still feel that communism is the way to go, whether you call it that or not. Mm-hmm. We should redistribute our money mm-hmm. to all other countries, and we should be as poor as everyone else.
Annalise, yes,
you said it. That was...
And that's what I needed to say.
Very well said.
Okay. Now, I trust that you will be listening when we get Pat to come to the studio for a real full Saturday special.
I have no problems. I know Pat, and she knows me personally.
Oh, good.
She has a daughter who does wonderful things with children.
Is that Linda?
Music. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Linda's great.
She's very good with children and music and education.
Right.
I very much respect that. But the position of the United Nations, I don't quite
Well, maybe
agree.
You and Kay could get Pat and her allies to come around.
I don't think one's going to get them to come around, to be quite straightforward.
Well, at least have Pat come around to the radio station.
No.
That might happen.
Okay, good.
The best thing we could do is just get out of the United Nations.
But I don't think we will.
No, right. I know.
Because okay. there's too much power to be had
right.
Right.
Okay. that we will disenfranchise ourselves.
I'm looking at the clock, gang. And Annalise, thank you very much for calling. And we got to run because we got so many other callers. We got to get on the radio here. How about Big Jim in San Jose? The Big Jim of San Jose?
Good morning, Michael and
Hi.
Kay.
Hi, Jim.
I want to tell you this is only the third time that I've called in. The other two times were to talk to Rob Roberts. And I'll tell you, I would gladly give Harry Reid's right arm if Rob Roberts could have been our first black president.
Oh, well, he hasn't even run. Someone should start a draft Rob Roberts. In fact, I have his phone number. Should we try to call him and get him on with us now?
Well, what about all the others?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Forget it. But anyhow, yeah, go ahead, Big Jim.
What I wanted to say, I'm calling, what inspired me to call was that guy that called a little while ago, and he was saying that Kay's commentaries, they were based
awful.
And spreading hatred and all that.
Well, and he agrees with Sam Farr, our congressman.
Well, that would be expected. Listen, this is what the filthy Democrats always do. If you disagree with them about anything at all, they call you either a racist or say you're full of hatred. That's what they always do.
Right.
But let me tell you something. I think that there are lots of things that a decent person should hate. I hate murderers. I hate lousy foreign dictators who take our foreign aid money and put it in Swiss bank accounts and let their people starve.
And American right. dictators, too.
I hate guys who sire a couple of kids and then they take off and leave their wife and they don't support the kids. I hate all that stuff. And I think that any decent person should hate those things.
Right.
Now, who could argue with that? I can't.
Well, probably that guy that called in.
Carlos, call back in if you can. We don't normally put people on twice, but if you can argue with what Big Jim in San Jose has said, then we will put you on here a second time.
So I'll go now and let somebody else get on. Michael, you're a great man, and Kay, you're a great lady. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thank
the kind
you
words.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I honestly do want someone... who want to call 479-108. No, I'll move on. I'm hosting the show, Ma. Come on. I really want someone besides Carlos. If Carlos wants to call, he can call back and disagree with what Big Jim said. I'd like some other people from that perspective to call, if there are such people listening to the radio station today. And even if they're not listening, I would like them to call. Ed in Santa Cruz. Ed, welcome to KSCO. You're
on here. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's that Ed. I recognize that Ed voice.
Yes.
Hi, Ed.
The Ed Porter and his orchestra.
And Kay, I want to just say, I don't know if you remember, but I remember very fondly when you and Barry entertained me in your backyard with a little bit of wine. And it probably was 30 years ago, but it was...
Did you get all liquored up?
No, we just enjoyed the little... Don't you have a little creek in the backyard?
Yeah, we
and
do.
And it was just a delightful time.
Yeah, thank you.
But I have to say that we are on different political poles.
Okay, we can respectfully do that.
Unless
yes,
you come...
But my criticism... Now, let me just jump to the guy who just spoke. Of you know, it's just absurd what he just said. Carlos, of course, is not going to like the criminals that shoot people. It's just a ridiculous premise, and it's the kind of premise that comes out on your radio station all the time, stereotyping liberals and lefties, as Kay calls me. And, you know, I'm Ed Porter. I'm not a lefty, but I just happen to believe that there have to be ways to resolve some of these problems, and I'm just going to talk about two of them.
Okay.
First, Michael, you and your well. Now, maybe just for the sake of discussion, you'll go along with the premise. There is an aquifer under your house, and let's just say it has 1 million gallons of water sitting in it, and you are one of many wells that are down into that aquifer. Now, if this was 1870 and a ranch below you on the hill started taking 10,000 gallons a day, somebody would go down and kill them. That's what would happen. There were water wars in this country, and that's what happened. Now, we think maybe we're civilized now, and so we try and have some method of not draining the aquifer and letting everybody have their rightful share in their well. If you reject everything that the county is trying to do, including putting a meter on your well, what do you propose as an alternative to not have the water wars of the 1870s?
May I talk now?
Absolutely.
I think that I believe that water aquifers don't get depleted. They get recharged. Okay? That's why they're there.
Well, I wouldn't say okay because I disagree.
Okay. Well, so we disagree.
10,000 years is how long it takes.
We disagree on that. Now, people who have stream, we're talking about the stream that runs through, you know, my mother's yard that I grew up. I didn't grow up in the stream. I grew up in the house that has the yard that has the stream. And I remember that all of us who have that stream would use water from that stream to irrigate our properties. And I guess it's true that people who are downstream are going to have less water running through their properties to take to irrigate their plants on their properties with. But as far as I know, there are no laws that say that prevent people from taking the water from the creek. Ed, please don't tell me that that I don't own the water under my property, because I do.
But how do you know what water you own?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Well, I own the water that is flowing through my property, and I can take what I want out of it. How do you like that?
I disagree with you, Michael.
And I'm going to.
If you took it all, let's say
I can't take it all.
Let's
say ridiculous.
Let's say you took all the water under your property tonight. What would happen is your neighbor's water would go into your space, because nature will not tolerate a vacuum, and all that water would run downhill and refill your space.
You're not being realistic here. We're talking about the Aroma Sand Aquifer.
I know.
It is essentially unlimited. It does get recharged.
Well,
okay?
That's the same thing that Rush Limbaugh says about the atmosphere.
And he's right.
Well, Michael, science and you disagree.
Well, anyhow, Ed, I appreciate the call. I'm happy you're listening again, or you wouldn't have called.
Well, there needs to be rebuttal.
And I put the word out, and I got it. Thank you so much. Now I'm so upset. I just want people from now on to call the program who agree with me.
That's the result you've been getting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, forget what I said. I don't want people who disagree anymore. I'm only kidding. I do appreciate that you called, Ed. I would like to maybe you and I'll do a knockdown drag out that someone else can a neutral person can moderate.
Well, because when it comes
to property rights, I mean that you know, I'm Mr. Neutral in so many issues. But I'm not going
to
be
missed.
No. I haven't changed at all. When it comes to property rights, that's the cornerstone of our nation.
Michael, I can't see how you could operate this radio station and claim that you haven't changed at all. It's a world of difference from the person that you used to be.
You knew me many years ago. So how am I different?
You are a supporter of the point of view of your radio station. Otherwise, you would do something differently.
Our radio station doesn't have a point of view. We're a voice for everyone. My mother has a point of view. I have a point of view. I didn't used to express it very much, but now I do express it. I figure just because I own the place means I shouldn't have an opinion. But I will always be fair and reasonable to people who have different opposing opinions to me. And, of course, I am only kidding when I say we only on the comment line. When I said when you want to make your comment, if you're thinking about complaining, forget it, because we don't accept complaints. We only accept compliments. That's just kidding around. That's just my sense of humor, okay?
Let's make sure we always know that.
All right, good. All right, Ed, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. There's a Scott. Oh, wait a minute. My good friend Richard N. Watsonville is calling.
Good morning, Michael and Mrs. Zwirly.
Hi.
You're supposed to call her Kay.
That's fine.
I know, I'm supposed to do that, but that's very hard to do.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what's not hard to do is when I hear guys like that, Gary Arnold,
yeah.
I call that,
yeah.
And he said Leon Panetta is a billionaire. Now, come on.
He did say that? I didn't hear that.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me. I mean, okay. He may be in charge of billionaire kind of stuff, you know, big ticket items there in the war business, but I don't think he himself is a billionaire, is he?
I would have no way of knowing.
And
who cares?
Well, you know, I think it's important. I wouldn't put that out there myself. I mean, I've been listening to the whole program, and I couldn't believe you guys would be saying Planetary Mary Duffield. I mean.
Well, I said that.
I know. I never heard her called that in my life.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. No,
I didn't know that
was after our time. It was after our time, Richard, actually. You know, I just know that because I've stayed in touch with Mary, who's just a wonderful, sweet lady. I had Mary on right after 9/11 to find out if she still wanted to be a pacifist, you know, and she said, yes, I will always be a pacifist.
Well, if that's anything like a beastnik, that's what she was.
Yes.
A teacher type.
Yes.
And her Mr. Listener.
Right.
But, I think San Francisco would have been better served if the UN would have stayed there instead of going to New York. I wasn't taught that UNICEF was going to run the world. I thought it was supposed to educate some children or...
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure. Except
none of us would take issue with those functions of the UN, right, Ma?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this. Would the World League of Nations be better off instead of the United Nations right now? Because everybody's pointing to the problems, nobody's got any solutions. I'm just wondering what
the United Nations was put together so that all the nations in the world could go to them and help solve mutual problems, nothing else. But the true agenda is evolving into the fact that the United Nations wants to rule the world.
So we get rid of them. What do we replace them with?
We have our own government that takes care of us. We don't need them at all. And if we have differences with other countries and we don't have a United Nations, we should try to get together and talk with them. We don't have to fight. We certainly don't have to be in Afghanistan. Why don't we get out?
Well,
it's ridiculous.
I don't know why we got in there to begin with.
It's fine.
We were out to look for a guy named Osama bin Laden.
Well, it's time to get out. It's horrendously ridiculous that we have 38,000 casualties from Afghanistan.
Hey, Richard N. Watsonville.
And we've been there for 9 years.
Hey, Richard N. Watsonville.
Yeah.
I have an email from Harry Walton to MZ. I'm going to read it now, okay? You can stay on or not, but I got to read this. This is great, okay? It says, to MZ, hi, as a former liberal, in quotes, I never really bothered listening to KSCO Now, my favorite station, since it was difficult for me to listen to Rush running loose and easy with the facts. I did, however, get educated by listening to Coast and would hear Alex Jones on George Norrie's show from time to time. When I found out he was on KSCO and 1340, Alex Jones, I started listening regularly. Later, I discovered many other wonderful shows that you air, like Food Chain, Saturday Special, that's this show, Perspectives, Ben Fuchs, which is The Bright Side, now on Sundays nationwide from 2 to 4 p.m. Pretty cool, huh? The Nighthawk and even Dr. Corey Gold, noon times. Sometimes I hear, when I hear Kay's commentaries, however, I get the sense that she longs for the good old days of the Bush crime family. Additionally, I always am telling people to listen. So there are probably a lot more of us than you know. Thanks, Harry. Harry Walton. Now, Mom, do you long for the good old days of the Bush crime family, as Harry Walton puts it?
Oh, I'm afraid I don't really understand what that means.
It would have to be oil.
Well,
because that's pretty much what supported that family, right?
Oh, so, well.
I know.
I don't connect with that.
I don't know. I mean, that's all they're known for.
You
oil
like
baseball teams, right?
Okay, well, this man... has his opinion.
You liked President Bush. The only thing I ever heard that you didn't like about President Bush is that he refused to close the borders. But you liked everything else about him.
Well, not everything else. He spent too much money, for sure.
Well, he sure wrote one great big whoopee check there at the end, didn't he?
Huh?
Woo! That big bailout package thing that he laid on everybody. I'm talking about Bush Jr.
Right. Oh, okay.
I mean, before he left, he wrote one great big check that's a bailout thing that, I don't know, Obama followed it up with another one, right?
Yeah. Richard, thank you so much for the call. We got to move on. And I want to thank Asa Lake, and I want to thank Wendy Buckelman. Two more sales of your book from KSCO.com, Ma. So now we've sold six of your books.
Good.
Pre-sold six of them. I think we should be able to sell at least a dozen. You know, when all is said and done here. So let's see. Gary did not say Leon Panetta is a billionaire. He was co-chair of the California Forward, funded by billionaires foundations, Packard, Irvine, Haas, etc. Panetta is figuratively an adopted son of the Rockefeller family. Co-chaired with Rockefeller Jr., the Oceans Commission, advocating turning the oceans over to the UN, campaigned for Nelson Rockefeller, had private meetings with Winthrop Rockefeller, et cetera, et cetera. And this is from Gary Richard Arnold himself. So Gary Richard Arnold knows that he did not say that Leon Panetta is a billionaire. Okay, it's your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO, in the home stretch of the Saturday special for December 11th in the year of our Lord, 2010. And I want to get on the radio here. Well, I'm not going to give out the phone numbers because there's not enough people. There's not enough time. Terry in Watsonville. Is this that same Terry from last week?
No, I didn't call last week.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's a Terry who called from last week who was supposed to have a meeting with Kay and me, and he never called, so it makes me think that. And we got a whole bunch of emails saying that he was a fraud anyhow. So I don't know whether it's true. But anyhow, welcome to the Saturday special. You're on.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's not me. Anyway, I was going to talk about the UN, but yeah, the Bushes made their money off the opium trade, actually, the Prescott Bush. This Bush's granddaddy.
Okay.
But, yeah, the UN did have something to do with the creation of Israel, but it wasn't exactly benevolent. It was kind of a setup. I mean, if you look at the map, they put Israel there, and then they put a bunch of enemies all around it, and I don't think they quite bargained for Israel being, you know, as strong as it was. But, you know, the United Nations was never meant to be just a forum for countries to get together. You know, the first Secretary General was Alger Hiss, and then Harry Dexter White was in on the creation of it, and they were both communists.
And don't forget Dag Hammarskjöld.
What's that?
Don't forget Dag Hammarskjöld.
Rockefeller is the one who gave him the building in the UN in New York, the UN building there. So it's kind of a collusion between communists and the big bankers, which seems kind of odd, but that's always been kind of the way it is. It was Wall Street that funded the Bolshevik Revolution,
Terry, we got to wrap it up because we have three more people we got to get on.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that the UN is not benevolent. And as far as, like, your water goes, I mean, I know you guys have talked about Agenda 21 a lot. This isn't about let's be fair and figure things out. This is about
control.
The global government taking over all the resources.
There are some people who are Agenda 21-ists, whether they admit it or not, who will come on the radio, I believe. And Gary Patton is one of them, and I saw him the other day. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I was down at the courthouse, and I want to invite him to be on to talk about this kind of stuff. So thanks very much for your call, Terry in Watsonville. Scott in Live Oak, you're on the air on KSCO.
Yeah, hey, Michael. Hey. First off, I think you've eaten up more than enough airtime trying to get people of ascending views to call. They will or they won't.
So you're absolutely
quit
right.
Quit using up our time.
I apologize.
You're
I apologize.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mom was pushing you on it, and you didn't listen to her.
Yeah,
haven't you learned yet?
No, I guess not. But
okay.
Thank you for putting my nose in it.
Tried to call last week to let you know that when we're talking about weapons of mass destruction, nobody's ever talked about those chemical shells that Saddam used. Those were weapons of mass destruction, number one. And number two, I used to drill water wells in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And I'm telling you, there's places where there is no water at all, and there are places where there's lots of water. If you bought a place property where there's no water, that doesn't mean you have the right to come down and take somebody else's or prevent them from using yours. And I
see, now, you're a smart man, and I'm a dope, because I should have said that to Ed when he called before, but I wasn't quick enough on my feet, or I didn't think of it. But you're absolutely right.
Well, I can remember drilling a water well up there in the Santa Cruz Mountains that had a half gallon a minute, and the people had to put in like a 5,000-gallon tank in order to build a house.
Yeah.
You know, which puts them on the fire department stuff. But anyway, I don't think we're strong enough to kill the world climate. Humans aren't. I mean,
okay.
Unless we're going to put a catalytic converter on every volcano in the world, I think we're minuscule to nature. We're insignificant.
Right. Scott, thanks for your call. Saint and Hollister, quick.
Yes, your mother is absolutely right. And Lennon said it when she was talking about the lady that she was talking to. Useful idiot.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Scott in Boulder Creek, hurry. Like.
MZ, thank you. Yeah. Kay, some time ago, my wife left you a copy of As a Peace-Loving Global Citizen, the autobiography by Reverend Sun Myung Moon. It has the solution to world peace. The problem is the UN is secular and denies God. We need a new UN, an able-type UN, the one that recognizes God.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks, everybody.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It is 12 noon.
Edwards was laid to rest today. The estranged wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards died of breast cancer this week. She'd fought that cancer for 6 years and very publicly on the campaign trail with her husband. These services were held at the United Methodist Church in Raleigh, where Edwards worshipped after losing her teenage son, Wade, in 1996. Elizabeth Edwards was 61 years old. 2 years to the day after his father was arrested, the son of a Ponzi scheme mastermind, Bernie Madoff, has been found dead.
The body of a 46-year-old white male was discovered by a family member early this morning in an apartment in Manhattan. The address registered to a foundation named for the eldest of Madoff's two sons, Mark Madoff. Officials say the 46-year-old was found hanged in his apartment with no note found. Madoff and his brother Andrew had just been sued this week by the trustee appointed to recover assets for victims of their father's $65 billion swindle. Neither of the sons facing criminal charges, though. Bernie Madoff is currently serving a 150-year prison term for his Ponzi scheme in North Carolina. Lillian Wu, Fox News Radio.
Veteran American diplomat Richard Holbrooke is in critical condition after having surgery to repair a tear in his aorta this morning. That's according to the State Department. Holbrooke is currently the special envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. And Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is at home now after undergoing minor surgery for a kidney stone. A spokesman says Geithner should be back in the office on Monday. Maybe you wanted a white Christmas. Your mother told you to be careful what you wished for. Snow and wind have made driving so dangerous in southern Minnesota that the state won't let the plows out. Also enjoying blizzards, parts of Iowa and South Dakota. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You're in the Fox Light.
Two hot movie soundtracks lead this week's Fox Light Music Release Roundup. Tron Legacy has a symphonic electronic mashup courtesy of Daft Punk. And Independence Day composer David Arnold scores a majestic backdrop for The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. In the world of pop, two British beauties return, Natasha Bedingfield with Strip Me, and Duffy collaborates with The Roots on Endlessly. Wonders of the Younger is the latest from the Plain White Tees. The Gap Band's Charlie Wilson flies solo for the third time on Just Charlie. And rapper T.I. found just enough time between jail stints to hit the studio with Eminem, Chris Brown, and Kanye West, and the result is No Mercy. And there's a lot more, but only on the Fox Light blog and podcast at foxnewsradio.com. In New York, Rob Moore, Fox News Talk.
The Fox Light.
Keep listening for more Focus from the Fox Light on Fox News Talk. A tax fight could mess up residential Christmas plans.
How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island?
The first family plans to spend Christmas on an island, Hawaii to be exact, as they did last year. But those plans may have to be put on hold, with Congress embroiled in a fight over his tax deal and other legislative issues outstanding. It appears the president will have to delay those plans. White House aides have said the president will stay as long as it takes to see through his final legislative priorities. He may be used to it by now. His last Hawaii holiday trip was postponed due to action in Congress. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
North Korea says it's ready for all-out war. North Korea is accusing the U.S. and the South of being confrontational. North Korea fired upon a South Korean island a few weeks ago, killing four South Koreans. An Oklahoma lawmaker saw a hunting triumph go from boast to, oh dear.
State Representative Terry Harrison was a proud deer hunter. The Oklahoma Democrat even called reporters to tell them he had bagged a piebald white-tailed deer. But then came the moment where Harrison went,
"Oh!"
because he didn't have a hunting permit. Game warden Shane Fields, a friend of Harrison, called him after reading the story of the successful hunt.